How do you mean that?
Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people that I thought dull, appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning.
Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. Let's get this show started.
It happened once.
That was
all that was good enough for me. So.
It happened once. You're like, you're eating a chip. Yeah, dude, how'd you guess?
It's definitely like a few things.
No, it's absurd.
Moment.
You're ridiculous.
I'm telling you.
Stop talking about it. Because you sound like a lunatic. Yeah, this timing and everything worked out perfect today.
Good. That's what hopefully we can do from now on.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Cool. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Dude, I feel like I haven't seen both of you in a while.
I don't work Sunday. In the weeks yeah. anymore at night.
Yeah, work really sucks now without both of you. It's just pretty
Greg.
Much like... Yeah, and like if they put Mark upstairs, it's like, you know...
Oh, yeah.
You got nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, it's you and like 19-year-olds. And you're like, I don't know what to say here, you know.
Yeah. Or I can like, you know, there's D...
Yeah, there's only like a couple.
I
guess that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And then you know, if Willie's the manager, then you.
Oh yeah. How's the furniture moving business? Are you back into moving furniture?
Yeah, for about a month now, and
it sucks
less.
Just be honest.
No, I mean being honest, it sucks less. Like you know, the more you get through
like
it,
you're starting to get into shape, like going. Going back to the gym or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been, like, looking in the mirror every now and then. I'm like, holy shit, bro. I'm like...
Looking like Tobey Maguire action.
Yeah, you got
but
himself.
In Spider-Man, not...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, remember Spider-Man, he's like, ooh.
Is that when you got the fancy new haircut? So when you're looking in the mirror...
No. That was probably actually the most shocking thing. I lost about probably an inch and a half of height when I cut my hair. So and now I look more muscular having shorter hair, but, like, it's not... It's kind of weird. I'm still adjusting to it, so... But it's all for an album campaign.
Yeah, no thanks. I moving is the worst.
But I'll tell you what, I mean, I am getting stronger. It's getting easier, you know.
Yeah, sure, me too. But I just go to the gym.
Yeah, but
not fucking lifting shit.
I never go to the gym, so this is like me going.
Hey, no, whatever works for you. For
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, you know, in one sense, me and you were paying to go work out, and he's getting paid to work
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's definitely something there. It's like you know, my dad had those. We talked about like those. This carpenter.
Oh, man. Yeah. Just those
construction
work
hands.
That's like mechanics. Those people turn wrenches all day and shit.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, dude, they're fucking...
Your dexterity in their hands are just is absurd.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And my dad had that. They were like rocks.
Yeah, not me.
We're not even close.
If I didn't have the three pit bulls, like the two pit bulls and three dogs all together, I walk all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I have a really good grip from that, but otherwise I would have like little sissy hands.
Yeah, can you imagine like 30 years of like construction?
Oh, geez.
Like working with your hands,
callus
like,
and stuff.
I couldn't even imagine more than 1 year of this job, bro. To be honest.
Well, hopefully your music career takes off. When's the album, and why are you releasing it on iTunes?
Because it's not out yet, but my other two singles are on iTunes.
Oh, they are?
Yeah,
I just found out too. I was asking.
Oh, I was
thing.
Like,
yeah,
well,
he's
dude,
on Spotify
cause
and
I,
iTunes
because I looked it up. And before, and it wasn't on there.
Yeah, what did you look up? Did you look up
Josh Hart?
No, Josh Hart Co.
Why are you going by Josh Hart Co?
Because there's like seven other Josh Harts out there. And when I originally posted my first, you know, single on there, there was like me and one other person. And he was featured on like something else.
Josh Hart Co?
Mm-hmm. So it's just my Instagram handle.
Right. Oh, wait, is it full? There's no space?
Nope, just one word.
The whole your whole Josh Hart Co. one word.
One word, yeah.
Got it.
So it stands for it is, Josh Hart and Company.
Yeah, I don't care what it stands for, Josh.
Well, you should.
Nice.
Okay, there it is.
There you go.
Following.
Well, I'm sure that made for good entertainment on the podcast.
We looked at
Josh.
My bad.
No, I did the same thing. So, for all you who didn't know, you can find Josh on iTunes or Spotify. Josh Hart Co. JOSHHARTCO, all one word. iTunes or Spotify. Dance in the Sun is one of my favorite songs. You can check out on there.
Thank you. That song gets me moving, bro.
Yeah. Anyways, this is going to be it's going to feel really good to say. Welcome, everybody, to Strange People, Weird Worlds. My name is Greg Tanner. With me, as always, is Josh Hart and Steve McMorrow. Apologies, everybody, for you know, the kind of wackadoo craziness we've been putting you through with releasing subpar episodes, you know, missing Steve and not releasing episodes and
yeah, not apologizing.
You know, scheduling and shit like that. You know, we care, Steve doesn't, but he cared enough to make the trip, and he's here. Yeah. He's here. So,
life happens.
Yeah, the funny thing I was thinking about is, like, you know, you guys have, like, legitimate excuses, like new jobs and changing and all that. And, like, I've been extra busy, too, but it's because I'm writing Dungeons & Dragons campaigns.
Oh, yeah.
Which is amazing, by the way.
Advertising that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good time.
Is it a good time? I bet it's a good time.
It really is, yeah.
You have to, like, let go a little bit, you know, just to kind of enjoy it.
No, yeah, I have nothing against it. I just have this – I just can't. Like, because I know it's a time.
It's got a stigma with it, for sure.
Yeah, but, like nerds are kind of the in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, pseudo-nerds.
Yeah, yeah.
Not,
yeah.
like, straight,
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
real
Absolutely.
Nerds.
Absolutely.
But, the, like, the pseudo-nerd stuff is, like, in, so. And I never really thought it was that bad. I just never got into it. You know, it just doesn't hold my attention. Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. It's a commitment, for sure. I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's like a time commitment.
It takes
right?
like a year to play a game.
Yeah, I just don't have that. Like, I can't even play 2 hours of a video game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even though the video games are badass. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not like they're, like, subpar. They're awesome. I just don't have that attention span.
Yeah.
I'm getting to that point with video games, I guess, it's just because I used to be able to do it, but now, like, I just start falling asleep after an hour of playing. No matter how exciting the game is. Like, I've woken up several times just like, oh, shit.
Like, sitting here on the couch. They're awesome. I mean, the
games are.
They're
yeah.
awesome. I kind of wish I could get into them, but because they're almost like you're a living movie.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
You know, you're a living action movie.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the attention span.
Yeah, it's having time, too. It's like...
Yeah, they you got to carve out the time.
Yeah,
I'm kind of consuming stuff I got to do.
Yeah,
and by the time I have time, I just for a couple hours I just want to zone out. I don't even want to think.
Yeah,
let alone go on some campaign or something. I don't know.
I tell you what, man. Like, the first game I've really enjoyed in a long time was that new Spider-Man game.
Oh, is it cool?
Yeah, I played it for like maybe an hour.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy PS4 for the new Fallout that's coming out.
Oh, I was going to buy a PS4 for something.
So you have an Xbox?
No,
I'm always like, I've always been a PlayStation guy, except my son got an Xbox, and so I tried that.
Well, I had a PlayStation 3. It just burnt out because, like, I used it for movies and Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still have one. I just, it'll, like, make this loud whirring sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I can't deal with that. So I moved down to the basement, and the kids will use it for, like, watching movies.
Yeah. And I bought like a cheap 360 just to watch Netflix and stuff. But now that we got that new TV, it's all good, baby.
What do you mean? What do you use to watch movies?
My TV, it's smart TV.
Oh, you don't have anything for Blu-ray or anything?
Oh, well, I have a DVD player. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like, I mean, as far as like online,
how
streaming
often do you use
stuff,
that stuff
yeah,
too?
Almost never.
Yeah. Never mind. Oh man, I just rented, and I know I'm gonna get charged again because I forgot to return to Redbox. What did we watch last night? It was the Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it any good?
That was entertaining. You know?
Just same old Marvel.
It was Redbox worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it.
We've been renting off Amazon. Like, it's more expensive, but you know, if you're lazy and just want
to
sit there.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. But there's also, like, you don't even need to unless it's something you really want to watch because there's so much other stuff to watch.
It is, yeah.
You're like, oh, I gotta.
Yeah,
I've never seen The Godfather. It's, you know, that's got to be online somewhere for free.
Yeah, it's only if, like, we've been talking, like, me and Miranda start talking about a certain movie all day long, and then we try and find it.
Or, like, Josh and watch the same movie. Doesn't branch out
Josh
at all.
Watched,
yeah.
You know, I've been so sad because I lost my Man of Steel Blu-ray.
Good.
And I don't have an Xbox anymore, so I can't watch BBS anymore.
It's good.
Oh, man, that's tough.
It's tragic.
I can let you borrow some good movies.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm good.
Get caught up on some actual good films.
Hey, man, did you guys see Venom?
No, I haven't seen Venom yet.
That'll be Netflix.
That's worthy. Netflix for sure. Yeah.
Hey, man, that was really enjoyable.
No, you can't. You don't have enough platform to say, like, these are good or bad. Nobody's going to listen to you.
It's not a great movie, but it's really enjoyable. It's like Deadpool, but not as great as Deadpool in the same way. Like, similar, like, kind of like lighthearted humor, but it has, like, this, like, horror movie feel to it almost.
It just looks. It just doesn't
Venom
look.
Venom should have been a rated R movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
I like Tom Hardy. Yeah. but it just, there was nothing in the trailers that made me say, oh, that looks like really good.
Dude, it's broken records, bro.
You know, I don't know what that means.
It means it's broken like box office records.
Oh, for, like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, lots of movies do that.
Hey man,
that is no, that really doesn't have much bearing on quality nowadays.
Yeah, you but know? Like, you know, I just enjoy seeing something new. I think that's probably the most thing. It's like, oh, that was cool. Like,
yeah, you, okay. You know what the most successful film of all time is in box office? Gone with the Wind. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah. Will you see that?
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Bet.
You'll start watching and be like, this is no BVS.
Isn't that it's like a four-hour movie, too, isn't it?
That's a long one, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Yeah, that is like, for adjusted for inflation, that's the, like...
I would have guessed Titanic for the box office.
It used to be Star Wars The Force Awakens passed that like a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or like a year ago.
Like Titanic? No, Avatar still holds above Star Wars.
Check it, bro. I'm telling you.
I will check it.
Oh, no.
And adjusted for inflation, I know it's Gone with the Wind, but... So what? Are you looking at top box office movies?
Yeah, like of all time. I'm pretty sure Star Wars The Force Awakens is like 3 or like 2.
I'm sure it's right up there. I think there's a Harry Potter right up there, too. Top box office movies of all time.
Are you anybody excited for the Bohemian Rhapsody movie coming out?
Yeah. It already is out, yeah. It looks fantastic.
Just came out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited to go see it.
Yeah, just because I'm going to be
clean. I'm gonna wait a bit, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll be, again, it's a red box for me. Maybe nowadays, unless it's like an event movie, like something. Like, I watched Mission Impossible in the movie theater.
Yeah, like a good action.
Yeah, like good action and everything. This one says Avatar, then Titanic, then Star Wars, then Avengers. Yeah, all-time worldwide box office. Box office mojo.
So Gone with the Wind's not even up there,
bro. No, it doesn't adjust for inflation here.
I get what you're saying. So at the time, the amount of money it made compares to...
Putting today's dollars or something like that. But also, it was like... You also have to take into account, like, at that time, there was nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was like, what do you want to do today? You guys want to die of starvation? Or you want to go to, like, movies?
Go bowling or go see a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, see, list of highest grossing films on Wikipedia, the first thing that comes up is Gone with the Wind.
Interesting.
Like, it says, number one is Avatar, of course.
Are we ever going to get those sequels?
And then Titanic, then Star Wars.
Dude, yeah, like, how do you have 8 sequels planned for Avatar, and, like, it's been how many years now since the first one came out?
Like, 2012, right?
Yeah, at least.
Dude, between Avatar and Titanic, Avatar... was $6 million over Titanic.
Damn.
$600 million over Titanic.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
But yeah, Harry Potter is like, Deathly Hallows is number 10. Yeah.
You know, I've never seen a Harry Potter movie.
Really?
They're good, man.
They're good.
Yeah,
they're really good. The Fantastic Beasts have been pretty good so far, too.
Well, the whole thing is like, you know, I grew up Jehovah's Witness, so my dad would like not ever let me watch Harry Potter.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And I couldn't even watch
What was
Pokemon.
The reasoning? Like witchcraft or something?
Witchcraft. Like,
yeah, you probably shouldn't be playing D&D with those, bro.
I'm a grown man now.
Grown-ass man.
But I just have really no desire to watch Harry Potter unless I have an excuse to do it, like, with some woman I'm talking to.
What did you just say? No, I didn't hear what you said.
He's waiting. He's only going to watch Harry Potter if it's with a girl.
Why?
I don't know. Watching movies.
It's great, man.
Otherwise, he's busy watching
I think
BBS.
It's a great franchise. Are you kidding? Like, all the 7 movies?
I mean, I'm sure it is. I just have, like, no interest. I feel like, you know, when you grow up, it's kind of like you're either Star Wars or Harry Potter for my time.
Oh.
Those were, like, really big movies. You know,
Star Wars is so weak compared to it.
I mean, now
why can't you like both?
I don't know. It was just like, it's not like you can't like both.
Yeah, you can like
both. It's not that you can't like both. It's just like
Harry Potter gets pretty dark. Like, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a better franchise than Star Wars.
Yeah, nowadays, for sure.
As a whole? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's coming from a guy with Star Wars tattoos, so yeah.
Yeah, because you got to look the weak. Now, like, we talked about that. Because Harry Potter is a lot, is a whole thing, a lot more stronger movies, there's some weak shit when it comes to Star Wars.
I'm real disenchanted with Star Wars. I haven't even seen Solo
yet. How could you not be?
Like, yeah, like, as a fan, I'm, like, floating right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what to fucking do with
it. Well, I think it was just, the hype was just grandfathered in to so many people.
Yeah.
It was the either parents or, well, depending on who you're talking to, grandparents who watched it were so obsessed with it
mm-hmm.
Then they got their kids obsessed with it. So the kids who got obsessed with it through their parents then became obsessed with it.
Yeah, that's how it happened with me.
That's it. That's how it happened with everybody.
I had a sci-fi stepdad.
Yeah. I think that's how it happened with most people. You look at the thing as an entire franchise, and you're like, ooh, this is some weak sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
I feel like Disney only made it worse, to be honest. Because they're
worse?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
The first three, on point. Second three, garbage.
But I like
now that what's going on with Disney is much more like, I think, watchable. Even the casual.
Rogue One was fucking amazing.
Amazing, bro.
Rogue One was so amazing. It grasped the feeling of the original 1970s Star Wars.
Right.
You know, the visually, everything
about it. Force Awakens, though, was pretty good.
I was okay with Force Awakens.
Yes, I thought it was all right.
You know, it was a little weak, but I felt like it was
a lot better than
The Last Jedi?
Yeah, the second three.
The prequels. Yeah, the prequels.
Yeah, prequels? Like, it was way better than the prequels.
Yeah, prequels were weak. Acting in the prequels was weak.
Everything across the board was weak.
I don't know about that, bro. I feel like
they had three movies.
Star Wars is a space opera, and when you take that
idea... I was able to deal with the prequels, because they continued the story, or they expanded the story, I guess is a better word. So as a fan, I enjoyed that, but Hayden Christensen's acting is fucking terrible.
Oh my god, it's brutal. Oh my god. That was bad. But anyway. Movies aside.
So, funny thing, if you guys remember back to when we were recording, I told you our next episode would be about future tech and things like that and Josh's fear of AI. And I actually had a whole episode prepared of facts and statistics and things like that. Apparently, your fearless host, Greg, did not press save. And
yours doesn't autosave?
I thought it did, and it was. I came on today at 4 o'clock to brush up.
What are you using to write?
Just Pages.
Oh, dude, start using. No, it's great. Google.
Yeah, I just
do Google Docs.
Pages, whatever it comes.
So you have a Drive account.
Yeah,
it's free, but then Google Docs, as you're typing, it'll just start auto saving.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. So, I opened up the file.
Oh, you're garbage. You're a piece of garbage, Greg.
Yeah, I'm a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
So, but I got a little bit done, and. We're still talking about our fear of the future.
We could just, you just go off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Serious. First opening question, how far do you want technology to go for you? How little do you want to have to do in your life? How close to the Jetsons do you want to be? How close to Wall-E
I'm interested to hear homeboys over here.
Josh? Yeah. Joshua?
I feel like, it comes down to the simple things of making things that you do already with technology just instant.
Yeah, or even what issues do you think need to be solved by technology?
We need to have faster internet. We need to have internet everywhere.
What? Faster internet?
Yes. Everyone should have faster internet. I feel like that's the thing.
So you mean more accessible, I guess?
Well, 5G's
cheaper,
coming.
Cheaper, faster internet.
Okay.
Cheaper, faster internet. I mean,
are you talking the Skynet type thing that Elon Musk is doing?
What's that?
Yeah, what is that?
I've only heard him mention it when I was listening to several of his interviews getting ready for this.
Yeah.
And it's basically internet through the sky that's accessible around the world. So
Tesla?
Yeah.
Type of deal?
Yeah, so if you're in a secluded area, you can access internet or cheaper internet for inner city people. And
oh, sure.
Like that.
Yeah, that's key.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
But I just even mean
his head's full of...
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I listened to that podcast with him and Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Did you listen to that?
Some of it.
His laughing was almost intolerable.
Yeah, he's hard to listen to.
He laughs like if somebody types out ha ha ha.
100%. He's really hard
and
to listen.
And it's just like, ooh, that's brutal. Ha ha ha. Maybe that's how you laugh when you're a genius. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just mean we have the Internet of Things that's kind of presented itself already with internet toasters and shit like that. Like, you can be in your house and make toast while you're in bed. So, I think that's fine, but I feel like once we start getting to the process of integrating artificial intelligence with the human mind, you're going a little too far.
Because
people are already dangerous enough on their own without...
This might make them better.
It could make them better.
So you're talking brain chips?
But brain chips, stuff like that, just because then... your thoughts can become almost instant into whatever your action is, If it's like, you know, oh, I want a plan to, like, murder 50 people. Like, how?
Why do you go dark with it, though?
Because you have to think about those things. You got to try to get ahead of the curve.
Right, but you're also got to say, okay, so if you're going to do it on that way, and you also got to do it on the flip end, that there's going to be a lot of good coming out.
Oh, 100%. Like, I'm
like,
saying,
like, eradication of diseases and, you know, viruses and stuff like that, because you were able to figure it out.
Yeah, and, like, the structural integrity of, like, all of our cities could be massively improved. There's plenty of things that technology and artificial intelligence can really help us with.
Okay, so no brain chips added to a person, but what about genetic editing from the start?
I think that's fine. Because, you know, getting rid of disease, it would probably be one of the greatest things for humanity.
Mm-hmm. How far do you think genetic editing can go? Like, you know, do you want to be able to just pick, I want a blue-eyed, blonde-haired baby, I want him to be good at math and writing, or I want to create an athlete?
See, as we talked about this before, that kind of throws me off a little bit. I feel like that takes almost away, like, the idea of being a human.
I think one of the first things I've seen that comes up with that, a fear in that technology, is from the middle class and it not being accessible at first. So,
oh yeah,
you've got all these rich people making super babies, and now the middle class is just never going to catch up to them.
Yeah. I could see that. Absolutely.
It would be a huge, like, extinction of some normal-ass people.
But yeah. I think it's the next step in evolution for us. You know, people talk about it being a physical thing, but I think it'll be a technology.
Yeah, but again, if I can, you know, like, I've had shitty teeth my whole life and been, you know, spitting out pieces of teeth since I was a teenager.
What?
And, oh, yeah, dude, what? I've had surgeries and fucking, these are all fake. All my
teeth are
fake. Yeah, that's why.
Just,
and I don't have a lot.
Just spitting out pieces of teeth?
Yeah, I would just, fuck. I'll be like eating something and like a little chunk of tooth would come out.
My dad got all his top teeth ripped out.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. I'm actually doing the bottom soon this year.
Yeah, he just had bad teeth.
Yeah,
and
nothing you could fucking do about it.
The worst part was, he got them all ripped out at one time, all his top teeth. They sent him home with aspirin.
Oh.
Like extra strength Tylenol.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Because he went to, like a dental clinic.
Oh, like school or
like
something?
A school. Yeah.
Ooh.
And they're just like, here you go, have some, you know,
that's
extra
rough.
Strength Tylenol. Yeah.
Now, I did mine when I was, like, 23, something like that. So I went to a real dentist because I was working at a casino in Vegas, so I had real insurance, like, pretty good.
Oh, okay, yeah. Take advantage of this shit.
Yeah, right. But they gave me some, like, decent Loratabs or something. But, you know, I was a young kid, and I'm 6'4" at the time. So, like, I had a tolerance, and, you know.
Speaking of technology, like, isn't it weird that we can't just, like teeth hasn't really evolved
right?
as far as, like, technology is concerned.
It sucks, man. And I've been through so much shit that you get bent over at the dentist.
I mean,
insurance really doesn't do anything.
Oh, it doesn't do anything. And if you have, like, I remember I had a pain in my tooth, and I had to have a root canal.
Oof.
Whether I had to have a root canal or not, but I basically went in there and was like, you got to give me a root canal because this thing is killing.
Yeah.
When you have tooth pain.
Oh, it's terrible.
Like, nothing else matters.
No.
I've talked about that before. Like,
no.
And when you talk about, like, people, like, oh, people care about other people and stuff like that. I said, sure they do. You know, for the most part.
Yeah.
But you talk to somebody who has toothache and try to talk to them about, I don't know, some famine in fucking China or something like that. They don't give a shit. They just got to get their own stuff fixed right now. I mean, it's right there in front of
them. It's so terrible.
I was just like, you just drill this.
Yeah.
It really wasn't bad. I think people overblow fucking root canals. Yeah, the pain before the root canal was way worse than the root canal itself.
Oh, I mean, it's
because once you numb it up, done.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah, yeah.
Work is the problem.
Yeah, and they're just working through it and just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But, the fact that they can't just, like, replace your teeth, like, much easier than they do,
yeah.
it seems like the same, and this is just ignorance talking, the same procedures that have been going on
forever,
except for maybe, I don't know, like Invisalign and stuff like that.
Yeah, braces,
like braces
got a better,
they got a little bit better,
yeah.
But you still see people with those brace faces,
yeah.
You know, that I had with the metal face braces.
Oh, yeah.
That are all awkward and everything.
Yeah. And I was bad. I had my dad made me use his dentist from like his whole life. So this dude was like ancient and didn't believe anything I ever told him about like the way my teeth
were. Oh, really?
And he filled my mouth full of mercury.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Tons there you go. That probably explains a lot of my problems today.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so if I could have a child and save him from or her from going through
why
that
trauma.
Why
wouldn't
you
want to better ourselves as we go generation to generation? I mean, that's just,
like if I
that's called evolution.
If I keep my son from being 6'4" and just have him right at 6 feet so he fits things better than I did and, like,
oh, God, yeah.
And doesn't have the knee pain and joint pain that I do, you know?
Yeah. I couldn't imagine being taller. Like, I float between like 6'1", 6'2", yeah. About, and like I float, like I go back and forth. They're like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably 6'1". I used to be 6'2", but I'm just like right at the precipice of like it being a little bit too uncomfortable, like on planes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like you gotta move the seat up type of deal. So I couldn't imagine being 6'4", 6'5", and beyond.
So on planes, you know that pouch on the back that you can pull out a little bit, and it's got a big metal wire going through it.
Yeah.
That metal wire goes right under my kneecap.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Terrible.
That sounds
I have brutal. To get an aisle and, like, get my feet hanging out.
Oh, I gotta get an aisle.
Know? Yeah.
Like, people, like, who are just,
I
like...
I love the window seats, bro. They're my favorite.
See, I don't like the window if I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because then, like...
It's something to move. Like, excuse me, I gotta
yeah, but then I feel like an asshole.
But you're tiny, too. Like, you can just float through people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, me and Steve, it's a big...
No, they got it's a big to-do.
Yeah.
Like, they gotta
like,
get
people
up.
Have to stand up to let me through.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if, God forbid, I gotta go twice during the flight, because maybe I was drinking a lot of water beforehand, then they're like, oh, this asshole.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, why don't you sit on the end?
This fucking piece of shit.
So that's why when I board a flight, like Southwest, where I can pick my seat or something, I go right to the back, two rows from the back, on the aisle.
Yeah.
Bathroom's right there, flight attendant's right there.
If it's Southwest right and I can pick my seat, the front row where there's no seats in front of you, you got all that leg room or emergency aisle is definitely my first choice.
Well, yeah, Greg, but we all can't get A5 or something. Some of us are B row.
Dude, you got to throw them elbows when you're going in.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, I've never been on a flight where I choose my seat.
Only Southwest does
like, it. I walk in, I'm like, oh, I'm going to pick this one. Like,
oh, yeah, it's just Southwest.
Southwest, it's like you line up in you know, whatever order you get there.
Yeah.
In, or something
like that's what I mean. It goes A, B, C, and if you don't check in, you get C.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, shit, I guess I'm going to be middle row. And then you're waddling to, oh, that's brutal.
Yep.
But it's pretty nice being able to check it if you're like A or B, which is not bad.
Well, Greg, is there an extent where you feel it's too far for technology to go?
Like downloading consciousness? You're talking about like transcendence kind of thing?
Oh, man.
Do you think that's one where you basically download your consciousness to a machine or robot or whatever it is?
If we start doing that, where does it end? Like, how many consciousnesses do we have? Like, who the fuck cares about my consciousness still being around? Like,
you care. You,
yeah, I like, guess. I
you
guess
care.
It.
I guess I care.
I think, therefore, I am. That's it.
I feel like we're on the verge of overpopulation as it is.
Really? We're not even close to it.
I don't know. I just...
There's what, 7 billion people in this world?
Yeah.
They say the capacity is 9 billion.
I don't see anything terribly wrong with it.
Before we like run out of like agriculture and space for people to live.
Well, no, I mean they've made these predictions before, but they also didn't predict the technology of all the advanced farming that we create.
Yeah, exactly.
The multiple amounts.
No, they did. They did the calculations for it. You can look it up online. They said that if they took everybody on Earth and brought them together and put them in and gave them I think it was 1,000, 1,200 square feet of living space, which is like New York City. It's like a New York City apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Every person on Earth would fit in the size of Texas.
Yep.
That's not overpopulation to me.
Yeah, I know, but it's more just about like what the resources.
Have you ever driven across the U.S.?
Yeah.
It's fucking enormous. And the U.S. could fit almost three times within Africa alone.
Yeah, but I guess you just have to start thinking about, you know, melting ice caps and things like that. Like what?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about just like, I'm talking about just like feeding people and stuff like that.
Yeah, the population can definitely grow as long as we can take care of the planet to keep accommodating us, I guess.
Yeah, I think there'll be some kind of mass, like virus or something like that that'll take out a good...
I honestly, it's scary to say.
Like, I think it's. I'm worried about bioterrorism.
Yeah,
like somebody.
I mean, if you look through time, there's always been
always
a plague,
like
a plague or something. Yeah,
and that's what I'm yeah, I think is going to happen.
But see, if we have technology that gets ahead of,
like, the planet's going to outlive us.
Disease. Oh yeah,
we're not going to, like, fuck up the planet. And people, like, talk about that. And granted, we're not doing it any favors. But I think it's just going to. It's something. It's evolution. It's going to create something. If not us, just fucking ourselves up. I think it will create a disease or something like that, because it's like, what are these humans doing? These, like, they're fucking me up.
Yeah.
I think it'll just kind of right itself. Like, and I think the Earth will go on past us.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's
like, ever. We're like a tiny little blip on its screen of, like, if you look at time, mm-hmm. like, dinosaurs lived for millions of years. How long have humans been here? Like, tens of thousands?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe 100,000? I don't know.
Sounds good.
That's, like, nothing on the timeline of, like, Earth. Mm-hmm. Or as Will Smith would say, Earth.
Earth.
Yeah. Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth. Which I am excited about Bad Boys 3 being made. Yeah,
really?
Yes. But that's, like, a tiny blip. So I think, it'll just right itself. You know? Whether it be a warming stage or a cooling stage, whatever it is. So, yeah, we're not doing it any favors. I'm also not worried about it.
See, like, a day after tomorrow scenario?
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Like, bet that, but just, like, over a long
period of time. So how far do you want things to go for your life?
Like, as far as humanly possible.
Like, just, so if you could just be in a chair and not get up ever again, just controlling everything?
Yeah, if it doesn't affect my health. Yeah, if I'm able, if it's like a, what's that movie with Matt Damon, where it's, like, in the future, it's, it almost feels like a District 9 kind of thing.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, the fucking, the one where they have that thing above the planet?
Yes, they have this other, almost like a planet, mm-hmm. above the planet where all the rich people go, and they have, like, healing tanks where you like, lay down. It's like a body scan, and it just kind of fixes everything.
Huh.
And it just puts you in good health, and all the poor people are left on Earth, and they're, like, they're literally just poor and dying and stuff like that. So, if you can just make it so that you can just go into a little fixed tank and fixes you.
Lazy Boy creates a chair that you can control everything.
Yeah, we're going on Wall-E style.
Yeah, and now you've got cords that plug into your muscles and work them so you don't atrophy anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you've almost
got to download my consciousness onto some machine. Sure.
That's crazy.
Why not? Let's do it.
It's crazy.
It's called Elysium.
Elysium. Mm-hmm. Right, that's it.
Yeah.
Is it Elysium?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Okay. Not a bad movie, but I'd say just do it. It's kind of like how I feel about, you know, sports. Like, stop with the steroid bullshit. Let everybody take steroids, and I want to see Space Jam monsters basically swinging for the fences. Like, I say just let everybody go crazy with it.
Yeah, I mean,
like, and that's how I say with technology. Like, let's get after it.
Like, it's their life. You know what I mean? Like, why not? Like,
that's it. Come on.
Like, we already let people, like, run at full speed at each other and tackle the fuck out of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let them do it with steroids.
Yeah, do it. Go crazy. Like, this is the Colosseum. We're watching these these big, huge giants just go after each other. Let them do it. Who cares? That's what I say with technology. Like, get after it. The weak will fall to the wayside and the strong will rise up. That's just humans.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, get after it. It'll also level the playing field for not just the strong, but, you know, also the weak and more, like, intelligent people and stuff like that. I think technology will level the playing field.
So one of the bigger fears, obviously, is, you know, the advancement of automation and people losing jobs.
Yeah, that's why I think they should have UBI. Which
I already know your answer to that. You know, you're not scared. You don't care. How do you feel? How would you feel applying for a job where you don't actually interview? Like, just a complete computer just analyzes everything about you to hire you or not?
Yeah.
Still comfortable?
Because I think if we're going to automation, we have to again introduce universal basic.
Because you and I have talked before, and you're the same as me, I believe, where you share that a comfort of I've almost never gone to a job interview and not gotten the job.
Because
I believe when I talk to somebody in person, I've got a personality that wins. I've got
adaptation. You got to adapt to it.
So that's something that would bother me a little bit, because on paper, you know, I've got I don't have great credit. I don't, you know. Things like, I'm not a winning candidate for a lot of things that would probably be analyzed.
Right, so then you'd have to adapt to figure out what would you make an what would make you a winning candidate, and then do that. And if you don't, then you're being lazy and then deserve to be put to the wayside.
Put so easily.
Nobody said nobody cried about Borders books. Nobody cried about them when Amazon started taking over.
True.
Because it was so much more convenient to just order books online.
True.
Yeah.
People just did it.
God, look at that monster.
And now, if you don't, so same thing with Blockbuster. If you don't adapt, you're going to die.
Yeah.
So, you know, so the same thing with people.
Poor Blockbuster tried. I remember when they started putting out a couple of the Netflix boxes, too.
They had the boxes, or you could just do the same thing online. Yeah. It tried for a little while.
You know, there's still one Blockbuster left?
Like in Alaska? Or is it Texas?
I think it's like Missouri or like Minnesota or something.
Really? I thought it was like in Alaska because they can't get, like...
The lady, I saw like a video about it. This lady, she like bought the store from the company.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, and so she has like the last.
I missed the hell out of Blockbuster.
I
worked at Blockbuster. It was great.
My dad was so sad.
One of my favorite jobs.
Back in Vegas, there was just one in walking distance from his house, and like he was retired, and like
just go there.
My dad just walked to Blockbuster every day. Like he would like bullshit with people and pick out a movie and go home, and he was so sad.
I think you're going to see almost like retro.
Oh, it'll happen.
Like video stores pop up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to see like one or two in a city. Not like a big chain or anything.
I was going to say, I don't fondly remember the chains. And Josh, you probably don't even remember shit like this.
But Hollywood I remember when I was a kid. Blockbuster.
Yeah, but there was just like neighborhood video stores. And there'd be like the room with the curtain.
They had the adult videos. That was creepy. You can't have that. Don't have that. You have the internet. If you're still physically walking into a place to buy porn, there is something. Maybe that's your thing, is like getting off on the awkwardness, so maybe that's why you like it, but you don't need to do it.
Dude, I'll never forget, and this is when I was 16, so long before, like...
We're talking about porn, he says, I'll never forget, and this is a 16-year-old Greg.
Yeah, dude.
I'm all ears.
Yeah, this is when, you know, like, I don't have a license, you only have, like, a handful of friends that drive, so you're out one day, and you're kind of at the mercy of whoever's driving, and...
Oh, yeah.
We go over to some dude's house, like, and, you know, if you're 16 and you know somebody who knows somebody who has a house, like, that's a big deal, you know, you can smoke pot and drink and do whatever.
Yeah.
So we go over to this guy's house. And he's a little weird. He got a little gothic kind of vibe going. And he's burning incense in there. And,
you know, I don't know anybody who burned incense. There was always like an eyebrow raise. I was like, all right, this guy's an interesting guy.
I stopped doing it when I wasn't living with my parents and didn't need to hide the fact that I was smoking
pot. Especially if it's like patchouli incense.
I hate patchouli.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, nobody likes it.
But anyways, except for hippies. We're hanging out with this guy. All of a sudden...
Did you know this guy?
No, I did not know this guy.
So you just went to this because it was a house where your friend knew... It was a friend of a friend. Yeah, you were like a couple degrees of separation. Okay.
Yeah, you just came...
How old was this guy? You're 16. How old was this guy?
I don't remember. Old enough to have his own house, you know. Not super old.
Mid-20s?
Yeah, at the oldest.
Okay.
At the oldest.
Mid-20s.
Yeah. So, you know, still reasonably hanging out with teenagers.
Lighting some incense.
Yeah.
Ponytail?
Gothic.
Could have been. Could have had a ponytail.
Okay. Not like a man bun, but like straight ponytail.
Yeah, the weird guy ponytail.
Weird guy ponytail.
All of a sudden, he busts out these magazines, and it's all amputee porn.
What?
And he only has like three of them.
It's a magazine? All right.
And he's like, this is my collection. And
he only has three of them?
And he's like... He's like, I'm willing to pay good money if you can ever find me amputee porn, because I really get off on that.
What the fuck?
Hey, I get, you know, whatever you're into, I guess. As long as it's not harming the other person, it doesn't, like, what so have
I,
at it.
I just picture this guy, once the internet came out, was just... And like never left his house again.
He came out like Quagmire in that one episode where his right arm was all ripped.
Like Popeye's right arm.
He's probably like, oh geez.
So speaking of
But going back to like the interview and stuff like that, what I was gonna say is just then people need to adapt. Mm-hmm. Like that's it. That's just the way of the world. You know, so what are you going to do? Have an awe about it?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know.
So gone are the ways.
Survival of the fittest, you know, has always been a thing. Always will be. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So I just, you got to accept it and move on.
Yeah. So, but speaking of, you know, porn and internet advancements, virtual reality.
must look to porn for technology advancements.
Yeah.
They lead the charge all the time.
Yeah.
They're the ones who did it with VHS. We have VHS because of porn.
Really?
Yeah, they're the one who spearheaded the thing for, like, people to buy porn and bring it home. Mm. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Like, can you imagine people actually went to a theater?
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Can
you imagine that?
What?
People used to go to theaters. What did you think happened with porn before, like, VHS?
Just, like, magazines and shit?
No. I mean, it was magazines, but people would go to, like, theaters.
That's funny.
So, first of all, they'd have, like, I never went to those places or anything. It's not like I'm that old, but I just know of, like, they had them in, like, the video shops, right? They would have where you can walk in, and I think there was almost like a phone booth style, like a booth that you can watch it.
Yeah, you got to remember, I'm from Las Vegas, so
strip clubs
and shit everywhere, but a lot of them, like especially the more lower class ones, you see it says adult arcade on it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I never knew what that meant.
I was so excited when I was a little kid. I was like, what kind of video games do they get to play that I do not?
You know, oh, Lord.
Big joystick like a dildo. Yeah. So that's what I'm picturing.
Adult arcade is the individual jerk-off rooms.
Okay, yeah.
That's so you go in there, you watch a video, and you get to jerk off in a little private
room. So they had that. Yeah. And then they had, like, straight-up cinemas. And you would go in.
That's what Pee Wee Herman got caught in.
He got caught doing that, yeah. It's been referenced in movies. You got to start branch out against Batman vs. Superman.
Pop culture,
yeah. Yeah, they'll have, like, somebody watching, you know, some skin flick in a movie theater.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would never want to watch porn with people I don't.
I know, but that's what they had to do. So they had to.
But you were expecting
they
to
knew
keep
the
it
market,
in your pants, though.
But, like, VR.
Yeah.
You know, augmented reality, like, all this stuff is already being explored and so put out there by porn.
So one of the big fears with VR, or virtual reality, if you're not one of our more savvy listeners, is false memories, especially with children and adolescents, in their teenage years. You know, think of your summer breaks as a kid, you know, how many hours you spend on video games or what have not, if you're that type of kid.
Yeah.
But they're thinking of these kids spending 8 hours a day in a virtual reality world during these important adolescent times in their brain. Like, is that going to start creating false memories and things like that?
I don't know if they're false memories.
Mean if they're
like they almost start. Start indistinguishing these memories between
that's
real life
a memory.
Or not.
To me, that's a memory. Like, you're doing is a memory. I remember a dream. Back, you know, that I used to have when I was younger. It's not a false memory. It's my memory of a dream.
Mm.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
But that's a dream. But if you're in there, and I just think it's going to, and that's the way technology is going to go. I think everybody knows it's going to be indistinguishable from reality. You're going to be able to plug in. It's going to be, you know, you saw Ready Player One. It's going to be like that, but it's going to be like real life. Same thing with sports and everything. For most people, they're not going to be actually hitting each other. It's going to be Madden, 2040 or something.
2040.
And what's the difference if you can remember it? You know, what is memory if it's not just, what your mind perceives?
Yeah.
So that's up to discussion.
Especially if you're going down that road, like, it kind of sounds like it's almost like a drug in a way. Like, even people that take drugs, they know when they're in reality because it sucks. So you'll be able to know the difference. I think that'll never be a problem, in my opinion.
I don't know. Not if it's literally indistinguishable from reality.
Like, I think it's more like, are they going to grow up and be a 25-year-old and be like, did I do that when I was 15?
Oh, you're talking about, maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
Or was that part of that fucking... You know, so I think it's some more like that.
Yeah, but like, what kind of game are they playing? Like, that's important too.
Because I think it's going to gear towards like real life Sims types programs, like where you're just playing your dream life in this virtual world. And I think that's where the danger happens, this indistinguishable.
Did you guys ever play that fucking, I was like on PlayStation? On PlayStation 3, where they had this like live, like room you could go to where you could go to like, play some ESPN sports games, but you're like an avatar.
No.
And you're like, walking. Uh-huh. It was fucking weird, bro. Like, it makes no sense. And I think about that.
I remember when chat rooms started.
Well, yeah.
When chat rooms started?
Yeah.
And people were like, what do you mean? You go on the computer and just talk to people?
Yeah.
Like, and you would just go into a room and just be like, hey, guys. And then a chat room would start up on like AOL Instant Messenger or something like that.
Yeah, you could try and start one.
That was a thing that had started. And people fuck is going on? Yeah. What do you mean you're like in a room? It's like a virtual room. Yeah. I remember that being a weird thing. I never played that.
It was just weird, bro, because it was like you were in a chat room basically, but you were an avatar. And then you could like go to different buildings and stuff and like, you know, do different events with random people. So it was just like Sims like mixed with GTA, but super PG. Like like super PG in the sense that like you could have conversations or you could like play some games with people.
Yeah.
Like, it just was like, I don't know. For some reason, I like think about like animation of like humans as avatars. It just creeps me out. It's just really weird.
Well, I think you'll just plug in and you're not going to see like the back of somebody's head. You're just going to see whatever your character sees.
No, I know, but it was just like you have like your character who is like looks like a person.
Yeah.
And then you talk to some other character who looks like a person.
And you're literally talking to somebody else.
Yeah, talk to somebody else, but like you're like different.
Sure, it's just a young version of what we're going to see.
Yeah.
That was 10 years from now.
That was like 8 to 10 years ago.
How close are we, you think? To something being that realistic where it's almost like, oh my God, I don't think we're that far away. I've heard about, because I've never used the Oculus.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, I haven't been able to use any of the cool new fun stuff.
Yeah. But they say it's like really, it's getting there.
I'd say like within the next 10 to 20 years.
No way.
To where it's like indistinguishable from reality. Yeah,
I would say 10. Not 20.
I feel like, because that's the point where it's like.
No way. Because it's like.
I've never even used an Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
And, like, I used to be a huge gamer, bro. Like, that was, like, my life.
Right.
My little brother has, like, his
friend. It's not that expensive, though. It's, like, $300 or something, right?
Yeah, that's, like, on top of buying a console. That's, like, buying two consoles.
No.
So, you know, and, like.
Right, but 3 years from now, that might be.
It'll probably be cheaper. But yeah. I just mean, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know anyone personally that, like, has virtual reality that, like, I could be like, oh, can I try that? Like, can I come over? And like,
I don't know. Maybe with weed becoming legal, it'll exacerbate the need for better gaming. Who knows?
I don't know, but I feel like games are like almost at a pinnacle at this point. Like, I mean, you're at the time now where, well, like,
it's huge
for like what they are, like just a normal video game.
Yeah.
Of just like, oh, cool. Like, you have a campaign. Like, most games are mostly online play, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking with my buddy the other day because, like I said, I want to buy a PlayStation 4 to play Fallout, but I was like, you know, I don't want to buy one and then a new console comes out in a year. But it's like, what, you know, how much further can we go?
Yeah.
And even the consoles you have now, they can just keep updating and adding to. And
right. Yeah, I was looking at that for, like, the AirPods.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, I really want to get some AirPods. But then I was like, wait a minute. And I Googled, like, AirPods second generation. Like, they're supposed to be coming out. I'm like, God damn it.
Yep.
Yeah, but they've been saying that since they came out, so.
Yeah, but they were supposed to come out in September. Or they were supposed to announce. I don't know.
So as an Applehead, what I know about the next generation.
You don't know shit.
Of AirPods.
You don't work there. You don't know shit. Hey. All you know is Mac rumors.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Isn't that the rapper that just died?
Maybe. I don't know.
The next thing is they're going to release a case that you can put your AirPods case inside of, so you can wirelessly charge them. Like, that's like the next step that's been talked about. That's going
to
happen.
You have to charge the case
because they're trying.
So
to
you
just, like,
wait.
So you have
wait
to,
a minute.
Okay,
this is going down.
Oh my God!
So you're going to have to charge the case first of all,
already.
Or the case that you put the case in.
Yep.
Right.
But what it does.
So then you can take your case and put it in this other case that will charge it, but then you also have to charge that case.
No, it'll charge.
This is like a rabbit hole.
No.
So wirelessly charge?
Yeah.
On a dock that you put it on.
Yeah. So
you still have to go to a point and charge it on something.
But it charges both.
That's fucking bullshit.
But here's the thing. So they're trying to release.
If you buy that, you're
retarded. Trying to release this power strip that you can put your Apple Watch, your iPhone, and your AirPods on. So, and they're all three different, like, wirelessly charging things. So, like, you know, like the Qi charger charges, like, wireless phones at this point in time. So you can't use a Qi charger on your Apple Watch. Like, it's its own specific.
Qi charger?
Yeah.
Will charge your Apple phone?
Yes.
You said?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, if you go to Starbucks, like, especially in L.A. and shit, they have, like, Qi charging pads.
Oh, the little pad thing. Okay,
circle pad.
But you got to have an Apple.
I have to have an Apple Watch.
iPhone 8, right?
I think
it's 8 or greater. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at the latest. So 8 is the first wireless charging.
Okay.
But so they'll have a pad where ideally you can charge your AirPods, your iPhone, and your Apple Watch on one pad. So you don't have to have three fucking outlets, you know, to fucking plug in and charge everything.
But the only way to do that with, like, you know, not getting rid of the AirPods we have now, they make a case that's a little bit bigger than your
case. Oh, it's like, okay, then you put it on the thing.
You put it in the case, and it stays that way.
Right.
And then you just put it on the charger, and it charges your AirPods.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so it's great.
It's all right. Yeah, no, it's not great. So the you and I have different definitions of great.
The only thing better...
A little more convenient, not great.
The only thing better would be to make completely new AirPods, but then that's a whole... You'd probably be charging $200 for those AirPods at that point.
Right.
So to get around it, you buy, you know...
Yeah, another dongle, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Fucking assholes. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
I still don't... I have a set of wireless headphones, and I don't use them. I still like my wired ones better.
Oh, I have a set of wireless for the gym.
I mean...
They're not expensive. They were only, like, maybe 30 bucks.
I guess I could resolve...
They're fast for the gym.
I could resolve my issue, but I just don't like being out, and the wireless ones die, and I'm just like, well, fuck me.
Yeah. But try... You know, so, I mean, how much do you love when you're... Like at the gym or something like that, and you're walking around with like wired headsets, and you get that caught in like a
I've broken good headsets. Like
oh
that.
My god, that's
pulled, brutal. Pulled the wire just right.
And so if I can, working. I use the like I can't. I don't like it for work because if I'm on the phone a lot,
yeah,
I got to have my wired ones in because my wireless. I don't even know what brand they are. I mean, they're good for music, listening to music and everything.
Yeah,
they block out a decent amount of noise. But as far as talking to the phone, they just don't work that well. People can't hear me as good as, like, wired-in ear pods.
Yeah.
That's why I want to get the AirPods, because I can just use one at a time for talking or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if I can go wireless with air with headphones, I try to go as much as possible.
Dude, it's the greatest thing. Like, ever since I got AirPods, it's the only
I tuck the wire
that's
in my
what I
shirt.
Do. Yeah, I run the wire through my shirt.
Yeah, too many times I'm walking, and all of a sudden, just you get it caught.
Yeah, but even then, bro, when it's
that little loop hanging right there, like I've got it on doorknobs and shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah, big time. Yep. Yeah, but they're great for like the gym. Yeah.
See, I just don't understand why people don't like. People are, like freaking out that Apple like removed a headphone jack.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That they removed it.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's just, you're limiting yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? I just think, like, why not just keep it?
Yeah, why not just keep it?
Because eventually, like, I don't
I'd like to know,
use cords.
I'm fine. But why not keep it as an option?
Yeah. For somebody like me.
Don't force me. Don't force me to do it.
I guess the only reason I don't like it is because, like,
Were you there and you're just like, were you staring at it on your phone? Was it sitting on the table and you're like, that fucking headphone jack. I'm so sick of that thing. I wish they'd get rid of that fucking headphone jack. And then when they did, you're like, finally they got rid of the headphone jack. No.
Yeah.
Well, they just should have kept it.
Yeah. Because, you know,
because everything takes that, like, any kind of headphones or anything like that you can buy off-brand, or they completely just bypassed that shit and made you buy their
another
shit.
Another piece, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even open it to, like, the rest of them. Like, oh, yeah, here, have a dongle. You fucking assholes. It was an asshole move, just like it was an asshole move when they... When they changed the charger, or when you upgrade, and then they kill the battery life, so then you have to go and upgrade a new phone, which they admitted wholeheartedly. Yeah, we did that. You fucking assholes. And granted, I have an iPhone, and I love Mac products. But I just also know that they're a bunch of assholes.
Yeah. But see, that argument kills me, bro, because, like...
What?
The fact... Like, if they didn't, and, like, the processing power that it takes to, like, run new iOSs is literally so much that it would drain your battery faster than you would ever, like, be able to use it in an everyday life. So what they
I don't
did,
believe that for a
no,
second.
No, that's literally what will happen. Because what it's going to do is it's going to drain the battery of your phone. Like, sure, they might have made it a little bit more extreme towards, like, oh, like, you have to get...
They said they did that deliberately.
I know, yes, but it's to save your battery from, like, just killing itself. Because that's what will happen.
What are you talking about? You upgrade, then using the upgrade kills your battery, and they put that in there so that you could then upgrade to a new phone. They said they deliberately
they
did that.
They put it in the phones...
It wasn't a product of the upgrade.
No,
they deliberately did it.
I remember when I had my 4 and the 6s came out.
Yeah.
I did an update and all of a sudden my phone was slow and shitty and it died.
Yeah. And they said they did it. They came out and admitted they did it so people would upgrade their phones.
Yep.
Bro.
You're talking against an Apple statement that was released.
I want you to read that statement again. Because
you think it's a product of what happened due to the iOS system?
Yes, because for one, an older phone trying to run software that is not up to spec, for one, will be just as slow. but it also will take more power to try to run that system that it'll kill the battery faster.
Oh, no, I get that. But they came out and said that they did it on purpose.
So they made a dampening system to make your phone a little bit slower so that way your battery doesn't fucking commit suicide trying to run the software. So it's a dampener. It's not like,
oh. So it kills your battery?
Slower than it would if it was not.
No, no, it would kill it faster.
No.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Greg, did it kill your battery faster?
But yeah. He doesn't know because that software.
What are you talking about? He had his iPhone.
Yeah, even my old one.
Okay, but either way, okay, but you're looking at it like this.
No, no, I'm asking a person and their experience.
But you're not hearing me, what I'm trying to say.
No, I'm hearing you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm just not listening to what the garbage is spitting out of your mouth.
That's bullshit. Fuck you.
The garbage is spitting through your fucking jewel out of your mouth. I'm talking to somebody who had an experience that says, yes, it killed my battery faster.
In my experience, they fucked with my 4, so I never updated my 6, and it ran fine until it physically broke because that was an aluminum piece of shit that they made, too.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, but if...
Don't put them on this pedestal that they can do no wrong.
Listen, I'm not saying that they didn't do wrong. Like, I feel like it's wrong that they didn't let people know that it was happening. Because even if you go to one of the greatest tech reviewers in all of the fucking world right now...
Says who?
The money he's making, the YouTube community, all this shit.
Oh, yeah, them. All right.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, the one who has PewDiePie is, like, making millions.
No, 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 we'll say this. MKBHD, if you look him up online, he talks about it even. He says, look, it's bad that they didn't tell you they were doing it, but it's good because it would destroy your phone significantly faster than what they're doing now.
Okay, but as an untech-savvy customer,
yeah,
the message I clearly received was... Fuck you, buddy.
Okay, but yeah, exactly. Saying,
so fuck look, the YouTube guy.
No, no,
I don't
no,
give a shit about
no,
him.
Here's what I'm saying. If Apple came out and said, look, here's what's going to happen. We're going to start putting a dampener in your phone to where your phone doesn't die as fast as it would if we literally just let you get the raw
what I actually
software.
Think Apple should have done was, hey, guys, if you have an old phone you want to keep it, don't take this new update.
Yeah.
Delete it done. Off your phone.
Yes, that's also part of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but they didn't do that. They actually make your phone think you have to update it.
Or, hey, we're going to release these Bluetooth AirPods that are awesome, but we're not going to take away your auxiliary or your headphone jack.
Yeah.
We just think these are great products. Instead, they just did away without it like a bunch of assholes. And again, I love Mac products, but they also know they're assholes.
Yeah,
it's kind of like,
but also
you know,
you buy
it's like
iPhone.
Your loved one. Who you know is an asshole, but you're like, eh, but they're my loved one. You know, they're my brother or sister, whoever, you know, fill in the blank. I still
Steve.
Love them. Yeah. I still love them, but I also know that they're an asshole. And you just deal with them.
You know, all I'm saying, bro, is Apple headphones are some of the greatest headphones to ever exist.
Sure, I guess.
Yeah, these
I don't
ones.
Know.
So when you buy a
these
brand
ones
new,
were.
When you buy a brand new iPhone.
I don't know. If you go to, now, if you go to maybe some audiophile YouTuber... He might say different. He might say, you know, some rapper, you know, those big
Beats.
Big no,
so
not,
those
Beats apparently are fucking garbage.
Beats are the biggest markup product in the world.
Yeah, yes. But I guarantee there's a lot better headphones.
A $300 pair of Beats headphones literally cost $5 to make.
God damn.
What
they
I'm
are
saying,
fucking ridiculous.
But from a musician
good business.
And
yeah,
a person
oh, great.
Who loves listening to music
yeah.
all the time. The one I like, my favorite, like...
I've heard they're good, but nothing... They're not great.
They're not,
I like them.
But see, look, here's the thing. One of the arguments people make all the time is, like, they're not loud enough, and there's not enough bass.
Not enough noise canceling?
They're not any better than, like, that. Ear candy, or, like, something you can get from Target for 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Skull candy.
I just want them because they work so... Like, I just like stuff that works easy.
Yeah.
And I don't have to think about...
When they gave me a headphone jack and came with these free white pair of headphones, those were great.
Oh, yeah.
They were just
I love
that's
them.
That's what I'm fucking
yeah.
saying,
yeah.
guys. You're
but
not
they don't do that
no,
anymore.
You said they're the greatest thing ever
there's
in
some
history
of,
ever.
I said some of the greatest. Because Bose headphones, in my opinion, number one headphones out there. Because... Cool.
Yeah, Bose is a whole different level of quality.
Yeah, but when I listen to quality and, like, clarity, all
I mean,
that shit.
I've heard, like, Bose aren't even the best. They aren't even the top. I heard, like, Technica or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
other
again,
Technicas are great.
I don't know. I don't have that.
But
I just
you,
don't
you
care
you
enough about
start getting into
it.
Opinion, you know, Sennheiser, Technica,
yeah, that's
Bose.
What I'm saying. Like, so
yeah.
some of these people
yeah,
were all about it.
Okay,
like, the
okay,
highs
okay.
and the mids
okay.
and the lows and stuff like that. I don't think AirPods are going to be on their list.
Bro, they have the most balanced sound for just common headphones. That is 100% like my most genuine opinion that I can give you as a
totally
person
fine.
Who listens to music.
Is your genuine opinion?
Music.
Okay, good.
Because what I'm saying is like the bass is so subtle, like opinions. it sounds very leveled out with everything else.
I'm all about them. I
the
want
problem
the fucking
with
things.
Sennheiser,
but I also know they're a bunch of assholes.
Is that mostly they are like, you know, neutral headphones. So they're made for like audio engineering. They're not headphones for casual listening.
Yeah, yeah. I've never used Sennheiser headphones. I've used Sennheiser as a work product as far as microphones and things like that.
I just bought a pair of Sennheisers the other day.
I remember when I had my band when we were 16, I pissed off the audio guy at some venue we went to. We were doing sound check and he's setting us up and I was like, actually, I'd rather use my microphone. And he scoffed at me and he's like, I don't think so, man. And he's, what kind of mic do you have? I don't remember the exact model I had, but it was a good one. And I was like, I have a Sennheiser, like, ZX-359. And mm-hmm. He was like, oh, okay, go ahead and plug it in.
Yeah, bro, I'm just saying, bro, like, when it comes to consumer listening headphones, Bose, take the cake, bro.
Yeah.
Because they have a little bit of, like, you know, amplifications in certain areas, but they give you, like, a really nice, rounded, balanced sound that's very clean.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to, like, Audio Technicas, which are really good for, like I said, audio engineering, I just deciphered between those and Sennheisers the other day. What I didn't like about Audio Technicas is the mid-range felt like it was like really just blasting really hard.
Yeah.
And a lot of it kind of felt like distorted. But with the Sennheisers, like it felt more clear, more open, like you were just kind of like in like basking in the sound compared to like it being blared in your ears.
It's hard to go wrong with German technology.
Dude, straight up, bro. It's fucking amazing.
So what else do we got here?
I want to talk about AI. You said you're a big...
I think that looks like the last one here.
AI is a big concern for you, Josh?
Yeah, I just think, you know, eventually AIs will take us over. I don't think there's... If we go down that... If we start down that path...
You think it's going to be... Well, wait a minute. Have you seen The Matrix?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
do you think it's going to be something like that?
Sure. So I haven't seen it in a long time.
A study done through Northeastern University... defines that a 5 out of 6 Americans already use one of these 6 services that are considered like pretty much on the peak or like partially AI already.
Okay.
So tell me which ones you use. Navigation apps.
Yep.
84% of Americans.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Streaming services.
84%? That's actually really surprising. Yeah. Like as a low number.
They're all 84%? Yeah. What fucking jabronis are not using that?
Well, my father.
The guys who are like, what are the directions like to your house or something? Like,
I don't know. There's people like my dad.
Yeah.
The first time my dad sent me a text message, I almost fainted. Like I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, he's not a...
Yeah, navigation ones are like... I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, man, my phone died. Like, I would be in a world of trouble if I was out somewhere, like, and I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I guess I could figure it out. Because I know how to read maps.
Yeah.
Because I grew up having to read maps.
Yeah.
And get the map out and look at it when I'm driving and stuff.
Yeah, I had a job in Las Vegas before, you know, super navigation technology. And I was an alarm technician, and I had to go to random houses all over the city, and I had to use the Thomas Guide for the city.
I had to do that. Yeah. I would travel like through states and everything. Yeah. Like, okay, I got to go here, and going and knowing which exit and having to pay attention to do that. I have that in me. I think I was like one of the last generations to do it.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it's so goddamn convenient now. The worst of the people, who's still buying like a TomTom? Like who the assholes
they're good
buying?
For like long distance travel.
It's funny.
So what are you talking about versus like Google?
Google Maps works just fine.
No, I know, but it's just like.
I used Google Maps.
Yeah. It's just hard
cross
on your
country.
Phone.
Huh? It's no, it's not.
On your phone.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, just plug it in.
No, it's.
It's hard on your battery, is what I'm saying.
No, it's not. You plug it in.
Bitch in.
To your car. Do you not plug your phone into your car?
You guys are so fucking old.
What are you talking about? Do you not plug your phone into your car?
No, I
drove cross country twice, literally from North Carolina's coast in Wilmington to Los Angeles and back again. You want to know how I did it? I had my phone on a thing in my car, plugged in, never lost power.
Are you trying to talk about how you should like let your phone die and then charge up all the way?
Nah, fuck off with that bullshit.
I'm just saying it's better for your phone's battery and the life of your phone in general to not put it through such strenuous.
Really? Things. How long do you keep your phone?
How long do I keep my phone?
Yeah, until you upgrade and get a new one.
Fuck is this?
About 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, so what do you give a shit?
Because
like it was
two or three years.
6S.
Yeah.
And I noticed
you're getting a new phone anyway.
I noticed the lifespan of my phone be significantly less.
Greg's taking a phone call again
over time,
like a really rude jerk right now. But you're gonna upgrade anyway.
Eventually, yeah.
Like within 2 years. So who cares?
I'm just saying it's getting better, but like the other reason, like when we went on our road trip to Boston,
yeah,
okay. I don't want to use my phone because like you know if my friend's driving, I don't want him to use my phone for navigation.
I gotta
switch it out
back and forth. Blah,
you it's just got the same address.
It's just inconvenient. You buy one TomTom, it lasts you forever.
That's absurd. That's ridiculous.
It's a one-time price. You buy a TomTom, it's there on your window. You
one time. How much does it cost?
I don't fucking know. I haven't.
How much does Google Maps cost?
Free.
It's free.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you get free.
But what I'm just saying is it's better to have
you have a TomTom?
My friend does. That's how we got
you it. You don't have one.
I don't have one.
So what are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Drive across the fucking country.
Yeah.
I'm just
yeah.
saying it would have been less convenient to not have the TomTom, in my opinion. Because
to not have a TomTom? Like, I mean, sure, if you got it.
Yeah. I'm not saying
but I wouldn't spend money on
buy
it.
Buy one. Like, we're getting to the point where it's getting
or if you
better.
Or if I have Nav in my car, it just comes with the car.
That'd be even better.
It is, but you got to do updates. Like, Google updates its shit. I think Google probably has, like, Google satellites rotating around the Earth.
Yeah.
I don't see any TomTom satellites. TomTom's probably on the verge of bankruptcy. They probably have, like, 65-year-olds buying their shit.
Yeah, say, my Garmin's sitting there with my right next to my digital camera.
Right next to your Texas Instruments calculator.
Yeah, oh, God. That calculator. Fucking, that was a scam.
Exactly.
Anyway, so apparently...
So AI, what?
Apparently my dear Miranda has locked her keys in her car and she's stuck at a gas station.
We gotta wrap it up.
So we gotta wrap it up, guys. We were gonna put in a full good show for you guys.
I want to pick up on AI and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll pick up on AI and Josh's alien powers.
And his alien powers. And also we'll pick up on... this is gonna be an interesting week, guys. With the election?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be really interesting. I'm predicting definitely rec cannabis in Michigan going. That's going to be a big market.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of rec cannabis.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be very interesting to see.
Your state would have to be stupid to see all the money being made and not jump in on it.
Oh, yeah. Big time. No.
Should just be federally legal.
Before you got any predictions on the big one is Beto. What's the guy? Beto O'Rourke versus... Ted Cruz in Texas? That's a big one. You don't know anything about it?
Dude, I have not paid attention to politics.
Oh, God,
I don't
for
know.
A minute.
Texas, that's such a wild card.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
This guy's like, people are touting him as like this big Democratic, future leader type of guy.
Yeah.
I don't know much
Ted
about
Cruz
him.
Ted Cruz just gross.
Oh, God. He just looks slimy.
So gross.
You look slimy, yeah. Dude.
Brandy showed me the other day, because you know how one of the RPG video games called Oblivion, you can create your own character.
Yeah.
And you can, like, do facial features. Somebody made Ted Cruz, like, to the T on the video game, and it is the creepiest looking
There's
thing.
There's something
you've
about
ever
it.
Seen.
He just looks like. It
looks like he might touch my kids. And I don't want to about
so real quick, because we were in the middle of saying it, the top six kind of programs or things people are using in everyday life that are AI intelligent: navigation apps, streaming services, smartphone personal assistants, mm-hmm. ride sharing,
yep.
home personal assistants, and smart home devices.
Seems like
some. Yeah.
Use them all. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I don't use
yeah.
smart home devices.
I don't use any smart home devices at the moment, but
yeah.
I
smart
mean,
home, well, like a camera? I have cameras.
Like,
I don't have cameras.
Like, what's her face? The Alexa.
I have Alexa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart
Alexa's
home
great.
Device. Yeah.
Like, Alexa, play Pandora. It's fucking unbelievable,
yeah.
dude.
So, that's it, guys. We wish we could talk longer, but my girlfriend is locked out of her car at a gas station
Jeez
somewhere,
Louise.
And it is cold out. So,
go
Greg.
Thanks for listening. Also, one quick thing. We are going to be going to a bi-weekly format from now on. So, every other week, you'll be getting us. So, we'll see you in 2 weeks, guys. And as always, keep it weird!
Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life.
Nice.